Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday, April the 7th. 2021, 15 minutes past the hour, and we're up and rolling, and I am so glad to report today, this gives me a great pride and privilege, to be honest with you, that our atomic clock, now we have had problems with our atomic clock. I'm going to tell you one more time the little history behind our atomic clock. When we first got this atomic clock, which was very early on, we were still at the mall at that time, the atomic clock set itself half the time, 50-50. So it never worked exactly right. Then we moved to the Beltone building on East Center Street, and the atomic clock would set itself all the time, which was great, because it set the date, it set the day of the week, it set the time perfectly, and everything was all hunky-dory. Then we moved to West Center Street. And while we were on West Center Street, the clock never set itself, I don't think, in the entire time that we were on West Center Street. It just never would set itself in that particular building. So I thought, well, the atomic clock is out of order. Now we've moved over here to our new studio as of last week, and the atomic clock did start to set itself again. But the problem was, it was an hour behind where it should be. So I could not figure out why it was an hour behind where it should be, because I looked at the time zone on the back, and the time zone was Eastern Standard Time, so that was correct. Well, there is a button on the back that says DST. Now, would anybody know what DST stood for? Am I the only one who had no idea what DST stood for? Well, it's daylight savings time, because part of the country does not have daylight savings time. Well, we had a caller call in yesterday who said, well, it's daylight savings time. Is that turned off? If it's turned off, then your clock's going to be an hour behind. And it was turned off. So I turned it on last night. Or yesterday afternoon, I guess it would have been. And sometime last night, the clock received the signal, and it is now reading the correct time. So that was the problem. The DST was turned off. Now, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Now, basically, what we have been doing since we got to the new studio last Friday, and really have been on the air Monday and Tuesday, is trying to figure out what sounded good over the air. Now, we're not going to do that again today, because yesterday I think we came to the consensus that this sounds good. That you can hear my voice, and I did listen to some of the repeat last night of yesterday's programming, and I heard Linda yesterday on the air, and it seems like everything sounds good again. So, if you want to call in a report to say how we sound, I would not deter you from doing that, but we can also talk about other things. So the phone lines will remain open here, 740-383-9944, as they always do, but that's how we're going to do it. Now, I also want to let people know that the antenna is still in the process of being fixed, and we're making some progress on that, so hopefully it will be fixed very soon. But if you cannot get us over the air in certain parts of the town, that's why. It did go out further yesterday, though, than it had in several days. I noticed that. I was driving out in Grandview yesterday, and I was picking up the station perfectly fine. So, I do know that as the temperatures get warmer, the better off we're going to be with that. Now, Glenn Coble will be in here. It'll be his first time in the new studio today. From 10 a.m. until 12 noon, I'll be on with Glenn, and then we'll have a progressive life with Glenn from 12 to 1. And then, Nate Redmond's Offbeat News and Trivia will be on today from 4:10 to 5 p.m., emanating for the first time from the new studio here. And then the Trinity Baptist Church will be on tonight, 6:10 until 7 p.m. So that's how it's all going to shake out today here on WWGH Radio. Glenn and Nate's first forays into the new studio, so that'll be a lot of fun. And I hope you heard Linda's show yesterday. I thought she had a very good show. Her guest was a preacher, and I thought it was a fascinating program. Now, what did you think of the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop in hour number one this morning? We haven't talked a whole lot about the George Floyd case, which is going on in the country right now. You know, the news channels are certainly covering it. I really don't know how this is all going to end. I think people get very upset when it comes to a subject like this. It's very interesting because people get upset on both sides, and that seems to be where we are in the country right now. We have two sides to everything, and everybody chooses a side, and that's it, and onward and upward we go. And then we just really argue with each other all the time, which I'm not sure is the best way to solve any problem, but that's what we do right now in this country. And it seems like in the George Floyd case, we have two sides. One side is the side who feels that this did have to do with race and that the officers are going to get off because police officers always do, and that seems to be the thinking of one side. And the other side seems to believe that the police officers were just doing their job, and George Floyd was a criminal, and it had nothing to do with race. And that's pretty much, when you boil it down to low gravy, that's the two sides we have right now in this country. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, you really want to set the bonfire ablaze, don't you?
I do. We're in a new studio, so we got to do something.
Where are you now?
We're on South Prospect Street.
South Prospect Street?
Yeah.
So you're not in the Bank One building or the Ohio Health thing anymore?
No, you know, we kind of outgrew that. We didn't have any closet space or anything, so it was time.
So we're on South Prospect, where recruiting is?
No, we're actually down almost by where the, I guess you'd call it the bypass is, where you can stay on South Prospect or go to Delaware Avenue.
Oh, the split in the road.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Right there by the island.
Yeah, we're not too far from the island.
Wow, you're out of downtown.
We're out of downtown. I know.
Really?
A year and a half downtown.
Well, first, mark your calendar.
Okay.
For National Donut Day.
Donut Day.
June 4th.
June 4th, Donut Day.
I will be bringing in Buckeye Donuts.
Oh, I'm excited here. Friday, June 4th, Donut Day.
National. It's National Donut Day. Since you were talking about the donuts a couple weeks or so ago.
Now, what is it about the Buckeye Donuts, again, for people who might not have been listening?
You'll just have to experience it come June 4th, so everybody can start salivating.
So, now tell us about your can of worms here on, was it George Floyd? Was that the issue?
Well, you're talking about George Floyd and that. It's the only thing I can say is if you haven't read the book or seen the movie, Bonfire of the Vanities. And, you know, it's something else. The whole, I've been watching it on court TV every now and then and stuff. And, you know, George Floyd was not a very savory individual. He had a lot of baggage. He had a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's one of those situations, especially with everybody having a cell phone camera, different points of view from those cameras can give people different impressions. So it's a sticky situation. And I think one of the things that has come out worst of all and the whole thing, and the media can be blamed, or AP, or wherever it started. Why is it we capitalize and make a proper noun out of black, and in the same sentence, lowercase w for white?
I don't know.
To me, that sounds racist. You know, everybody's pointing fingers. Can't say this, can't say that. Stand-up comedians, they're kind of really scarce these days because you can't say anything. This country used to be a country where we could laugh at each other, laugh about each other, make fun of each other. Too thin-skinned these days. Too thin-skinned. And I think it's possibly out of the fact the economy is bad, people aren't actively employed, and, it's a mess, a big mess.
Well, I definitely think that we do have issues here in this country, and I think that we will work our way through them, but I think the issue with race, we have been doing this for a long time, and for some reason, I mean, we can go back to Rodney King, we can go back to the civil rights movement in the 60s, we can go back to the assassinations of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., we can go back to
Medgar Evers. Probably never heard of Medgar, have you?
Oh, absolutely. Those horrible pictures of his open casket are awful.
Well, the fact of the matter is, there are mental midgets who ruin life for law-abiding people. And that's just an unfortunate situation of life. One rotten apple, and we all suffer the consequences.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know. This gentleman will be on trial, and this will be what it will be. The outcome will be what it is. Now, where we go from that outcome, I think, will probably be what's most important, what the outcome is, and where we go from there.
Well, you know, an interesting thing, O.J. Simpson, a black man, was acquitted.
That's true.
So you look at that, you can say, oh, discrimination, blah, 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 this or that. You know, I hate it when people say they throw the race card in. I'm so fed up with that. You know, people don't realize you, Scott, are just as African as Medgar Evers was, as Martin Luther King. We all came out of Africa.
Well, I think one of the problems is that if I went to a restaurant in the 60s, nobody is probably going to do a blood test on me and refuse me service. And I think that's the problem with race in general, is it's a very visual thing. And that's why it has seemed so silly for all these years, is because it is visual. We don't know
who's... the silliness in that. Visual? Oh, hey, look out. That girl's got green eyes. She's got green eyes, red hair. Oh, my God, get away from her. You know?
Well, no, I just mean to the fact, as you just said, you know, that we could all have DNA that originated from Africa. But if I walked in... Right, but if I walked in to a cafe in the 1960s in the South with, say, Hank Aaron, they're going to serve me. They're not going to serve him.
Well, he would have to go into the back door.
Right, but that's all. But not, see, that's not based on our DNA. That's based on our visual appearance.
Well, that's not the point I was making.
Right, I understand what you were saying, but the problem is it's the visual nature of it that has become problematic when it has become, when it comes to race. It's that what people see is what they react to. I mean, I don't know why.
I'll tell you, when the aliens come back here, we're going to have one hell of a race war, you know that? When the UFOs start landing.
I don't know. I just think that people, you know, clearly they're televising this trial and putting it on so much because people are watching and people want to know the outcome.
Well, it needs to be, because you need something further than what newspapers print. There's damn few journalists out there. And even, you know, I guess you could say court TV is probably the best seat you'll get to get the information as it's presented live. But, you know, it's a sorry situation. And I think it speaks to the simple fact, this country, whether it's Marion or any village or wherever, needs leadership. People to teach other people how to do the proper things when they're doing their jobs, regardless of whatever strata, whatever kind of job it is. And from what little I've seen on and heard on court TV, it would appear that the Chauvin guy was doing what he was taught to do. But then you have the issue, gee whiz, was he doing it reasonably? Or, you know, it's easy to say, well, I would have done this or done that, but it's hard to do. And that's a very, very difficult thing to come to terms with, particularly when somebody croaks on you. So, and all evidence looks like, you know, George Floyd was not a choir boy. He had problems. And, you know, when you do things and live a lifestyle such as he has, you ain't going to necessarily come out smelling like a rose for the deeds you do. So it'll be a very interesting thing. Hopefully the facts will come out. And this is one of the most difficult things to do, is separate the emotion from fact and the truth. So
we will all see how it turns out, but I will look forward to a National Donut Day.
What's the building you're in? What's it look like? I'm trying to imagine where it is. Is it where the coffee place used to be?
No, it's one of the freestanding houses down here.
Oh, you're in a house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we're working on some of the echo issues in the soundboard, but I think we've got those worked out over the last couple.
I was going to say, you sounded tinny when I listened to you through the computer.
Yeah, well, I think that was because people felt that we were sounding mushy yesterday. So we go from mushy to tinny, depending on the day.
Well, you'll strike a happy medium soon.
Somewhere in the middle. Thank you.
So mark that calendar for June 4th. National Donut Day.
I got it.
Get some folks in there so everybody can discuss and critique the Buckeye Donuts.
The great Buckeye Donuts. Well, I appreciate it. I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, there we go. Phone lines are open. We appreciate your opinions as well. 740-383-9944. Now, isn't it interesting? We go from tinny to mushy. Tinny to mushy on this station. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. I don't know. The George Floyd thing right now is just going to be unavoidable because it's on all network television. It's on cable television. It's being covered by all the newspapers. There obviously is a great interest in this trial, but I don't really know what the outcome will be any more than anybody else does, but I do think that there could be repercussions at the end of this. You know, I remember Rodney King back in the early 90s. And that brought out a lot of emotion and feeling amongst people. And I don't know what this one will do, but we will find out together as time goes on. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, now, we've got Donut Day on June the 4th, National Donut Day. Well, that gives us about 2 months to get ready for that. So we'll get some people in the studio here for that particular Friday. Why do we have days for everything? Are there any days left in the year that are not side-marked or earmarked for anything at this particular point? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm not so sure what the other caller was trying to say there, but I don't know, anybody with a right mind, you know, your knee on his neck for 9 minutes, and the man had to be so out of it for half that time that he couldn't struggle, is wrong. And it don't just happen to black people, it happens to whites too, but it does happen to blacks more. You know, nobody can, you know, can not say that. But on the other hand, when you're a young kid or when you're a person and you try to dress different or be the hoodie type or whatever, you draw more chances of something like that happening to you than if you're with the mainstream media. I mean, I know so many, you know, I know black people, and when you talk to them and you're around them, you don't get the race, or, you know, that they're black or whatever. But then when you're around some of them, you know, they're grabbing their crotch all the time, and, you know, you do get that. You know?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a very peculiar issue, the George Floyd issue, because I don't think it has so much to do with George Floyd. I think it has more to do with how a certain group of people in this country feel they have been treated for a very long time. And this was just maybe the breaking point to that particular issue.
Well, I know George Floyd wasn't a choir boy, but if he had no been drawing attention to himself by giving the guy a, you know, counterfeit 100, you know, this all wouldn't have happened too. But, you know, there's no way a police officer needs to have his knee on the neck. And George Floyd and him knew before this, so there was a little bit of, you know, they was bouncers together at some nightclub, I believe. So there was a little bit of history there too. But there's no way that you know, could be condoned, you know, practice. I don't care if he's black, white, or whatever. If he had some money, I bet you know, that wouldn't have happened. Been dressed in a suit and looked like a prominent person.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting about the whole thing that I wonder about is I really don't understand. I understand that George Floyd had a record. I do understand that. But I don't understand why that has anything to do with what happened on that particular day. You know, unfortunately, because of drugs and people's past and what they do as kids and issues with marijuana, there are a lot of people who have records. I don't know that, I'm not sure what that exactly means when it comes to how a police officer treats somebody they're trying to stop
right.
doing a crime. I mean, how do they know what the man's
but
record was?
But the impression the officer gets of that person dictates how he treats that person. See see what I'm saying? If he was in a suit and looked like a, you know, a very well, you know, upstanding citizen, you know, he wouldn't have been treated like that. But since that Chauvin knew that Floyd and knew his past, you know, and didn't have a good impression of him, that helped dictate how he treated him. And that's wrong. I mean, you know, you're a cop. You get paid to do that job and enforce the laws. You're not judge, jury, or convictor, you know.
Well, I think that's what it comes down to in the end, is why, I don't, the problem is, there's video. Everybody's seen the video. Everybody has seen George Floyd calling out for his mother. It's a horrible video to watch. It's very sad.
Yeah, I don't see how a person can watch that and say that's justified at all. You know, that man was not resisting. Maybe a little bit at first, but boy, after you watch it, he was not resisting. And when a person is not resisting like that, you get him up and you put them in the cruiser. You don't continue later on belittling and you know, use force on him.
Well, that becomes the question. Why was that done? And I think that's what a lot of defense attorneys in this particular case will have to prove. Why was it done?
I guess if it was one officer and he didn't want to let the person up because he's afraid he'd been resisting and he's afraid he'd lose control of him and he was on there too long. But that wasn't the case. There were several officers there. They weren't waiting for no backup so this guy could, you know, had a chance to get away from him. There was no way he was going to get away from him.
I just don't, you know, it's puzzling to me, as I said at the start of this morning, that everybody seems to be taking a side. And it seems like every issue in this country, whether it's political or whether it's a trial like this or whether it's something going on in your own neighborhood, there are only two sides and you have to take one of the sides, and everybody's going to be at opposition with the other side. And I do not understand how we got to this place to where it's you're either with me or you're against me. And in this case, you have the two sides. You have the side that believes that he was treated very poorly because of his race. He ended up dead for that reason. If he had not been black, he would be alive today. And then the other side believes that an officer does what an officer has to do, should not be penalized for it, and would not have treated him any differently because of his race. And you fall into one of those two categories, and that's about all there is. There's no gray area in this trial. Well, you know, I see a lot of things in a gray area.
Yeah, I think it's being looked a little bit closer since the last 4 years that we've dealt with. You know, with Trump and the white supremacist groups and what happened at the Capitol building, you know, I think it's being looked at a little bit more closer because, you know, we've had this 4 years of hate and, you know, race bias. It's not just blacks, it's immigrants.
Well, to be honest, you know, as time goes on, the defining issue of our time will be race. Now, that's not because, well, you know, people will make their own decisions, but the defining issue will be race because it's been such an ongoing topic. It's been an ongoing topic almost since the beginning of this country, and we have fought wars over it. We have had to do legislation because of it. We have had national trials because of it. We've had riots because of it on more than one occasion, several occasions. And no matter what you feel about it, it is going to be a defining issue of the times because it's been there constantly.
Yeah, it's always going to be with us, but, you know, we can only strive to get better. You know, we can't continue the separation and these hate groups and white supremacy and, you know, forever. We ain't going to have peace if we continue down that path. You know, if we learn to get along. But yet, you know, we shouldn't be held totally responsible for what our ancestors did either. You know, that wasn't our fault. You know, when a black person was, you know, was denied seating in a restaurant, you know, years ago or whatever, you know, I didn't do that.
Well, and I guess we will see how it all shakes out. Well, I do want to thank you, though, for the daylight savings time tip. It turned out okay.
Yeah, hopefully it's fixed now.
Yeah, hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
And again, your opinions are always welcome here. 740-383-9944. This is what we feel a community radio station should do. And this is a topic everybody's talking about. You know, I hear it being talked about in restaurants and in stores and just about everywhere. And this is something that it's a big topic that's not necessarily happening in Marion, Ohio, but people do have opinions on it in Marion, Ohio. So the phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944, 46 and a half minutes past the hour. If you'd like to talk about that or anything else, our phone lines do remain open here at WWGH Radio. This trial will go on. It will have an outcome. And then the outcome will spur something. You cannot have all of the folderol that led into this trial and not have some kind of outcome. We had riots in this country. We had marches. We had peaceful protests. We had indictments. We had people lose their job. So in the end, there's going to be something when this is all said and done. Now, we just can hope that it's peaceful, no matter what it is, but I can understand why people are angry. With an issue like this, it's not hard to understand why people are angry. I don't think that should be a mystery to anybody. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know, one of the bad dynamics that's in the whole trial is it was pretty much the same way. High-profile cases, you got the prosecutor who wants to keep his job, wants to show the taxpayers that he's doing what he's doing, so they're going to kind of stretch or push the envelope as much as possible, and, you know, those unfortunate situations.
Well, I think anytime you have a high-profile trial, people are looking in and saying, why can't you see this? You should be doing it this way. You're doing it the wrong way. It just happens that way. And I don't think there's any way to fix that. But I do think that the country does have a right to see what's going on in this trial, because if there was a verdict and we did not see or know what happened in the testimony, I think people would be angry just based on that.
Well, thank God for the Constitution. There is no such thing as a private trial. The public should see it. The public should be part of the audience in person when at all possible. So it's a good thing we do. I think court TV, you get rid of a lot of, you know, it's like football. You get all of these commentators talking about this and that, which kind of adds a little bit more interest and a little education to the public, but by and large, I think court TV does a pretty darn fair job of presenting everything to the public so they can participate at a distance. So, you know, we'll see how it ends up, hopefully. Hopefully, you won't get these miscreants breaking store windows, looting, starting fires, and all of that kind of crap. you know. That's hopefully we won't see any of that.
Do you think at this point there's any chance that he will be found guilty? Because clearly the innocent or not guilty verdict is what would spur that, much like Rodney King.
Well, I don't know. From what little I saw, it would seem he's got a fairly good, a little, you know, I would say probably a 51% to 49% chance of being acquitted. And it's only going to take one person on the jury. So, you know, the other thing you have to take into consideration, the condition of Floyd. Now, what would have happened if he wouldn't have restrained him like that, just put the cuffs on, put him in the back seat of the car, and the guy croaked there? Would it be any different than what we see today? I don't think so. You would still have outrage and everything else. So it's really a no-win situation, and that's why we have courts of law.
Right, but I think in this particular case, what really put it over the edge was the knee in the back, and the video of it. I think the video has been seen by everybody at this point, and much like the Rodney King beating, which was on video, you know, when you watch it, and there are no theatrics in it, it's hard to watch a video like that and then say, well, the other person's innocent.
Well, it's hard to watch a video of a bullfight, you know?
Well, yeah, but I think a person...
But a knee in the back, it was a knee in the shoulder blades, according to what I had seen on court TV. Knee in the shoulder blades to immobilize an arm. I don't understand the physics of that, but I don't know. It's difficult to say. I wasn't there. I can only see what was recorded by other things. Again, it's just a tragic situation, and hopefully the rest of the country can move forward after we get this all settled. You know, a lot of people are forgetting, from what I've read, the George Floyd family, whatever, got a $27 million settlement.
Well, and you have to wonder why that was.
Yeah, why, to me, good heavens, that's like admitting guilt. Why did they, $27 million?
Well, didn't the police force fire this officer and a couple others? I mean, you know, they didn't do that. I believe they did. And I think that's going to weigh hard against them as well.
Yeah, well, again, you've got those dynamics that are working there, the political climbers, you know, political animals running all over this, capitalizing. You know, and it's one extreme to the other. That's all we see. We don't see anything that's, I don't know. Everything has been sensationalized and all of that stuff. Hopefully they've got a good jury seated. And I don't recall, again, I haven't seen that much to really speak knowledgeably about much of that. But what I have seen, I would think that everything's going relatively well so far, regardless of this side or that side, just the process, the due process in that. So hopefully it'll be over and done with, and the country can move on. And, you know, like I say, read the book Bonfire of the Vanities or watch the movie. And I think there's a lesson to be learned. And Morgan Freeman was a judge. And I think he has very profound words during the trial. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we hope for the best. Thanks.
All right, there we go. And again, you are welcome to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say on this issue, we'd love to hear your opinion. 55 minutes past the hour. It is all fascinating on many levels. And it's a great discussion that we're having here this morning on that level. Because it really is hard to figure out where people are going to come down on this in the end, because people do feel very strongly about it. It's one of those issues, again, it's 50% one way, 50% another way, and I don't mean numbers about feeling of what's going to happen with the trial. It's just, it's an either-or situation. You're either very, I don't know, you're one way or another on this particular issue. So we'll see how that all shakes out. 55 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Let us know what you think. We would love to hear from you, and we certainly appreciate the calls that we have gotten so far this morning. That is always of interest to us here at this station. What's on your mind, wherever you happen to be in the country, the city, or wherever else. Remember, we're always streaming live on the internet, WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app, and you can listen anywhere in the world. Just search WWGH. Such a nice day yesterday. And today doesn't look bad at all outside, so we will be happy for that. A little dark this morning, but things may have turned around as the day goes along. We can only hope. If you've been thinking about saying something all morning, we're down to the last 3 minutes here, 57 minutes past the hour. I'm so glad the atomic clock is working again. It has set itself. We're out of the vacuum that was the last location we're at to now where the atomic clock can set itself again. So we're all extremely happy that we are on time now. 740-383-9944. And who would have thought it all had to do with that daylight savings time button on the back of the atomic clock that threw us off an hour? And remember, today we've got a lot of programming here on the station. We have got on the air after this program, I'll be on with Glenn Coble, Glenn's first broadcast from the new location here. Then we've got a Progressive Life today from 12:15 to 1 p.m. We've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., Nate's first broadcast from this new location. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I thought you fell off the face of the earth.
I did, and I climbed back up.
Oh, thank goodness. Did you use Did you use fruitcakes to get back up there?
No, I used my own clever ingenuity. So I'm sounding off, and I just want to say that I hope they make an example out of that. How do you say it? Chauvin? Whatever his name is. I hope they make an example out of him so that other people, it will be a deterrent for other people to do the same senseless act of violence.
Now, why do you feel that particular way? What about the case do you feel is against...
Because I'm right and everybody else in the world is wrong, Scott. Duh.
Well, that works okay. I'll take that answer. Now,
okay.
The most important thing right now how do I sound? Because we've had so much issue with this over the last 3 days.
Well, getting better all the time. It's still not 100% clarity, as in, the last studio. There was no problem at all. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's a little off, but it's a lot better than it has been. I can make out what you're saying.
Well, it's interesting because people have used words to describe it, like muddy and then tinny.
I know, I'm sitting there cracking up. And if I had to hear Adam say domicile one more time the other day, I was ready to go through that reading.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry, Adam, if you're listening.
Because when somebody says muddy, I don't know what that means because I only hear what's coming through the headset. And then when somebody says tinny, I guess I understand what tinny means. But, how do you fix that?
I don't know. And I ain't got no highfalutin vocabulary for you. That's like when you go candle shopping. I'm always leery of things that aren't scents, like fresh fallen snow, and so it's like, what does that even smell like? You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like the smell of a candle. Well, hey, stay with us. We're going to break. We'll come back with Glenn in about 15 minutes.
Toodles.
107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said,